The United Nations is registering voters in Afghanistan for June's national elections. An estimated 10.5 million Afghans are expected to participate in the balloting for a national president. But the registration process is dangerous as insurgent attacks continue. The BBC's Crispin Thorold reports.
Scores of Pashtun tribal leaders huddle around electoral registration desks. The community heads are getting their first taste of democracy in nearly 40 years. For many in Afghanistan's largest ethnic group, it's an opportunity to vent their frustration with the central government.
The Pashtuns don't have enough rights. The Tajiks have all the power in Kabul. Apart from Hamid Karzai, they're all gunmen and warlords. We don't respect them. We're hopeful that the election will change things, but fear the same people will stay in control.
Jalalabad is only 4 hours from Kabul, but as you drive through the Hindu Kush, it's apparent that much, aside from mountains, divides the cities. This market is a male bastion. There's not a woman to be seen. In a fiercely traditional area, many don't even go out to shop. Nigah Halis is one of a handful of local women's activists. She fears the international promise of universal suffrage is fanciful.
Not all women will be able to vote in Pashtun areas. Just those with broad-minded families will be allowed to.
Pashtun advertisements are being broadcast across the country to try and convince all eligible Afghans to vote. But before the poll can begin, the electorate must be registered. Armed militiamen are on every street corner in Jalalabad, like so many other regions of Afghanistan. But in the Pashtun south and southeast, there's the added danger of a resurgent Taliban. Many areas are now off limits to the United Nations, a problem when they're in charge of electoral registration. Christine Bennett from the Afghanistan-based research organization, the AREU, says there's a danger the election could end up marginalizing the Pashtuns yet further.
If they are excluded from the elections because election teams can't get to them, they will feel even more disenfranchised than they already do. And so whatever outcome the election has will not have the legitimacy, will not have the mandate from the south that it needs in order to be a central government.
Insecurity has already slowed up Afghanistan's fledgling democratic process. Reg Austin, the chief electoral officer, says the outside world must act now to keep the process on track.
We also hope, of course, that the international community will take the question of security much more seriously and that there will be, in fact, a provision of security which is much more convincingly good.
For this poll to be truly free and fair, all Afghans must be involved in the political process. The fear is the introduction of democracy to a country that's still not at peace will reinforce divisions rather than reconcile them.
The BBC's Crispin Thorold.